meeting the neighbours. One of them, Mr. Franklin, lives in a residence called Laughter, about 4 miles to the south. He is an older, hot-tempered man. His hobby is the law. He is involved in lawsuits with people for pleasure. Other than that, he is an amiable, good-hearted man. I mention him only because you asked me to tell you everything. But now back to the Barrymores. I am sure you remember me telling you about Mrs. Barrymore crying. It was more than once. Just imagine what happened. So last night, I am in my room and I hear steps. I go to look, and I see Mr. Barrymore. He is quietly and cautiously sneaking with a candle along the corridor. He walks into a room. The rooms of this wing are unfurnished and unoccupied. That's why it is even more mysterious. I walk quietly behind him. Barrymore is huddled by the window. He is holding the candle close to the glass and with a stiff face stares into the darkness of the moor. He groans and blows out the candle. I go quickly back to my room. Much later, I hear someone somewhere turning a key in a lock. The second report. Dear Holmes, a lot is happening over here. I discovered more about the window. Barrymore most likely chose this window because there is a gap between two trees. Due to that, it is the only window which offers a good view of the moor. Sir Henry also heard Barrymore walking around the hall at night. Let's get back to the morning. Sir Henry goes alone to meet Miss Stapleton on the moor.